Two events dominated the mental performance conversation this week: the Masters at Augusta National and final preparations for the 130th Boston Marathon. Both exposed the same truth that every serious competitor already suspects, but rarely acts on. Talent gets you to the start line, but mental protocols determine where you finish. Augusta, where temperament wins. Major's We Are DW ran a piece this week, framing Colin Morikawa's approach to the Masters as a wake-to-sleep mental test. That language is precise. Augusta National does not reward the longest driver or the most technically sound swing. It rewards the player who can regulate arousal on the first tee, execute a pre-shot routine on the 12th hole with a two-stroke lead, and manage risk calibration across 72 holes of relentless pressure. The neuroscience behind why skills break down at these moments is covered in The Neuroscience of Choking. National Today's Masters preview reinforced the same point. Augusta National rewards more than outright power. It tests temperament, course management, and ability to calibrate risk. This is not commentary. This is a job description for mental performance training. Dr. Rob Bell's Mental Toughness podcast leaned into this territory with University of Illinois men's golf coach Mike Small. The episode covered how Small builds championship culture through consistency protocols and leadership under pressure. The takeaway for any competitive golfer: consistency is not a physical skill. It is a mental one. It is trained through deliberate repetition of routines, not by hitting more balls on the range. Boston, 34,000 athletes, one mental variable. The Boston Marathon is 6 days out, and the mental prep stories are already surfacing. The Boston Globe's race guide highlighted the sheer scale, 34,000-plus athletes, each carrying months of physical preparation and a race day mental plan that will either hold or collapse by mile 18. Two athlete profiles stand out. Kaylee McMahon, a University of Michigan goaltender running Boston after an injury recovery, is framing every step as proof of resilience. That reframe is textbook goal anchoring, shifting the success metric from time to completion, which changes the entire arousal profile of the race. Doug Sulzer's debut narrative centers on race day calm, a state that is not accidental. It is the product of pre-performance routines, rehearsed enough times that they become automatic under stress. Meanwhile, Courtney Dowalter won the Chianti Ultra Trail by UTMB 120K for the second time, cementing her position as the most quotable mental toughness figure in ultra running. Her pain cave mental model is not a metaphor. It is a trained cognitive strategy for managing discomfort at extreme duration. Dowalter does not outrun pain. She has a protocol for coexisting with it. The confidence trap. Why stats lie sport. Psychologist Eli Straw delivered the sharpest tactical insight of the week across multiple episodes of his sports psychology coaching podcast. His core argument: confidence that is tethered to stats and results is inherently fragile. A golfer who feels confident because they shot 68 yesterday will feel the opposite after shooting 76. A runner who builds confidence from their last PR will lose it the moment a race goes sideways. The alternative is process-based confidence. Trust, built from executing your routine, controlling your self-talk, and committing to the protocol regardless of the scoreboard. This is trainable. It is measurable. And it is the single biggest gap between athletes who perform under pressure and those who crumble. Straw also covered positive self-talk routines before and during competition. The research is clear. What you say to yourself in the 30 seconds before a shot, a serve, or a race start directly affects motor output. The mechanism is neuroscience, not motivational theater. Focus under fire. The Fit Mind podcast dropped an episode with cognitive scientist Dr. Therese Houston on sharpening focus and lowering stress. Two protocols stood out: 20-minute single task blocks for training sustained attention and structured breathing techniques for pre-performance arousal regulation. Both map directly to competitive scenarios. A golfer standing over a 4-foot putt for par needs the same focused attention a runner needs at mile 22 when the legs are screaming to stop. The common thread across every signal this week, the athletes and coaches producing results are not talking about talent, genetics, or luck. They are talking about protocols. Repeatable, evidence-based mental performance protocols that can be trained like any other skill. That is what separates competitors from spectators. Build your protocols. A pre-round routine for golfers. Race day anxiety. Guide for runners. The 5-minute mental warm-up for any sport. Build your protocols. A pre-round routine for golfers. Race day anxiety. Guide for runners. The 5-minute mental warm-up for any sport.